This coming Shabbos, Mirtz Hashem, will be together an opportunity to be able to fulfill the mitzvah according to Tosus of Zechiras Amalek. Very, very unclear what exactly the scope of that mitzvah is. Does it require a Kri Mitoch HaKsav? Does it not? Who's obligated in the mitzvah? What exactly is the relationship between Zechiras Amalek and Mechiyas Amalek? There is a Sifra, Parshas B'chukosai, that tells us the following. It's not unique when it comes to Amalek that the Torah tells us that there is a mitzvah of Zechira. And how exactly do we understand that mitzvah? When it comes, for example, to Shabbos, Zachar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshu, a mitzvah of Zechira, how indeed is that fulfilled? The Sifra writes that Yachol B'Libcha, maybe Zechira simply means a cognition, an awareness, remember. The Sifra writes that cannot be. The Torah says, Shomeres Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, Harei Shmiras Halev Amura. Obviously, a person has to be aware that it's Shabbos. There's so many dinim on Shabbos that require that you have to take notice, you have to be mindful of the fact that now it's Shabbos. Why is it necessary to have an additional mitzvah, Zocheres Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, Shetei Shole B'Ficha? That remembrance has to be expressed. So clear in Sifra, Zechira means not merely an awareness, but something above and beyond, Shona Beficha. What exactly does that mean? Shona Beficha, 3 days in Rishonim. Sugim Bracha Stavchav, Shvua Stavchav, Nazir Dav Gimel Mebeis, Dalad Amad Aleph. Take a look at the Rashi and Tosus and those sugyas. You find several different deos. Maybe it just simply means Shona Beficha to express. To express. And therefore, Zechira Bidvarim is considered to be sufficient. That's what the Rambam writes. That's what we assume in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Ayin Aleph. Maybe one could argue a step further, one day in Tosus, that even Kiddush Shel Hayayin is a Din D'oraisa. Expression is not enough, but it has to be manifest in a Maisa HaMitzvah, making Kiddush. Maybe one could even argue, that's the Sugin in Nazir Gimel Beis, HaMavarech Tzarech Shiitom, Erev in Daf Mem. Maybe even Shti is necessary in order to go and fulfill the Mitzvah of Kiddush. Clear in Sifra, it's not enough just to know that it's Shabbos. It has to be expressed in several days in Rishonim. How exactly does one fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush? That very Sifra writes, the same thing is true when it comes to Zechiras Amalek. The very same Shak Levitaria. Yachol B'Libcha. Maybe you would think Zechiras Amalek means just be aware, remember, cognition. No, that cannot be. The Parsha ends, Lo Tishkach, don't forget. Harei shichecha salev amura. Obviously, you have to remember. It's a deraisa. Lo tishkach. Hamani mekayim zocher shetei shona beficha. That means Zechira Samalek is not just to remember, but also, just like Kiddush, it has to be expressed. And that is the very fundamental machlokas for Shonim. What indeed is this expression? This is already a suffix in Ramban. The Ramban, the very end of Parshas Kiseitze, Parshas Zachar, the Ramban writes, Velo yadati. He's unsure. What exactly does this Sifra mean that it has to be Shona Beficha? Does it really mean a Kriya Mitoch HaKsav? You have to lame Parsha Zachar? Or maybe it just simply means, like we assume Lalach when it comes to Kiddush, it means you have to express. Lave is insufficient. Shona Beficha just simply means Dibur, but that is already a suffix that the Ramban writes. When you look in the Rambam just simply writes that Zechira is Bepeh. Zechira is Bepeh. Hilchos Malachim, Perakei, Halacha Hei. Fascinating that the Rambam writes, how do you fulfill the mitzvah of Zechira Samalek? The Rambam writes that you do so bepeh. Zechira is belay, but Zachar here is considered to be that which is bepeh. The Rambam makes no mention, when the Rambam discusses the mitzvah of Zechira Samalek, anything at all about the Kriya of Parsha Zachar. If you'd want to know what is the nature of the Kriya of Parsha Zachar, you know where you have to look in Perek Yud Gimel of Hilchos Tefillah. That's where the Rambam speaks about the dinim of Kriyas HaTorah. The Rambam writes that they're Dalet Parshios. There are 4 special Parshios that you lay in during the season. One of them is Parshas Zachar. But the Rambam does not accord any special significance to Parshas Zachar other than Parshas HaChodesh or Parshas Shkalim or Parshas Para. It is one of the Kriyas HaTorah of the yearly cycle. And therefore, of course, the Shabbos before Purim, it's appropriate too. But the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek, that the Rambam writes in Perakei, Halacha Hei, Filchos Malachim, and that is a mitzvah of Zechira Bepeh. And the Rambam writes, how often do you fulfill this mitzvah? The language of the Rambam, somewhat unclear, lizkar tamid, always, always. And that's what the Rambam writes in Sefer Mitzvahs as well. This is an ongoing mitzvah. Why would you relegate this mitzvah to a yearly experience? So the Rambam does not accord any special significance to the Kriya of Parsha Zachar. The Rambam writes, the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek, that is something that is fulfilled tamid. We'll have to see exactly indeed what that means. So the Rambam writes clear, Zechira Bepeh, the duration is tamid, already a suffix in Ramban, and Mefurish and Tosus. Tosus, Brachos, Yiv Gimel, Megillah, Daf, Yud Zayin, Amud Beis. Well, maybe Shana Beficha means more than that. Ksov Zos, Zikaron Besefer, Parshas Beshalach. There the Torah deals with Amalek. And there it mentions Zechira. And there the Torah uses the phrase, Zikaron Basefer, Bikaron Basefer. The sugya there in Megillah, are you allowed to go ahead and lane the Megillah al peh? No, Kriya Sa Megillah has to be Mitoch HaKsav. Yamima Einle Nizkarim Vinasim, Nizkarim Vinasim. And the Gemara says, Ksov Zos, Zikaron Basefer. If you lane the Megillah al peh, Lo Yatsa. So just like in that context, Nizkarin means Ksovzo Sikarm Vesefer. And the source is Amalek, Parshas Beshalach. Oh, so Tosus assumes that Kriya Sator is necessary. It's not enough to have a Zechira Bepeh. You need a Kriya Mitoch HaKsav. Just like Midrabana, Midivrei Kabbalah, that's true when it comes to Kriya Samegillah. Midaraisa, that's true when it comes to Zechiras Amalek. Wow. This isn't really found so explicit in Gemara. The Gemara does allude to drashos daraisa when it comes to Kriya Sator, Megillah Daf Yud Gimel. So that's the Tosus. Where do you see the Kriya Sator? Indeed, is daraisa. You know what the Ritva writes? Shabbos Nyantiv. Shabbos Nyantiv. Wow. Bava Kama Daf Pei Beis. There was a Takanas Moshe Rabbein of Kriya Sator. But Kriya Sator and Shabbos Nyantiv, Mufurish and Ritva, that indeed is a din daraisa. Tosus assumes that really is not true. That was a takana. So what is the Gemara referring to when you have a Kriya Daraisa? Tosus writes, Parsha Zachar, Parsha Parah. And therefore, sometimes indeed that's true. And that really is a Drasha Gemara of Ksozo Sikaram Basefer. Tosus Ashita, that you need a Kriya Mitoch Haksav. Maybe one could even suggest a further Shita. Maybe a Kriya Mitoch Haksav is necessary, but it's not sufficient. There's another requirement as well, and that's the Rosh and Brachos, Perek Zayin, Simin Chav. There the Gemara tells us the following, a story found twice in Shas, Brachos Daf Mem Zayin, Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches, Rabbi Eliezer, Balabesa Knesses, and guess what? They were short of a minyan. And you know what? Rabbi Eliezer saved the day. He was Meshachar, his Eved, V'Hishlim Ola Asar. You know what? He was Meshachar, the Eved, and now you had your minyan. Well, the Gemara is very, very bothered. Are you allowed to be Meshachar in Eved Kanani? After all, Sota Daf Gimel, Rabbi Akiva, Kol HaMeshachar Avdo Ovra Be'ese Shenemar La'olam Behem Tavodu. You're not allowed to be Meshachar in Eved. So how in the world is that possible? How can you be Meshachar in Eved for the problem solving of Tefillah? Oh, so the Gemara answers the following. Mitzvah Shani. When you look in the Sugya, That's where it ends. Mitzvah Shani. Okay? You look in Brachos Mem Zayin, the Gemara has another Kashin Teretz. Mitzvah Shani. What's that called? When a person accommodates a mitzvah, Ayyadei Avera. The Gemara says, Mitzvah Haba Be'Avera. How in the world is that possible? The Gemara answers a very great Kiddush. Mitzvah Derabim Shani. Wow. So the Girsa we have in Brachos and Daf Mem Zayin, we don't have that in Gittin and Daf Lamed Ches, but we have in Brachos and Daf Mem Zayin, is that, you know what? If it's a mitzvah derabim, that is enough for dechias isurim. Wow. A mitzvah derabim is enough for dechias isurim. Wait. The isur is nisa daraisa, the olam behem ta'avodu. What exactly is this mitzvah? What exactly is the mitzvah? If you're talking about typical what? Tefillah b'tzibur, that's a mitzvah daraisa, that indeed is going to be doche. Well, of course, there's a mitzvah of tefillah b'tzibur, that's clear. And not only is it a mitzvah, but as the Rambam writes, based on the Gemara, Tefilas Hatzibur Nishmas Tamid, when you daven, it isn't part of that hope, the aspiration that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mekabel your tefillah. That will depend on Yachid versus Tzibur. No, Tefilas Hatzibur is a much, much more potent tefillah, but not just simply a maila, but a chiyuv of tefillah b'tzibur. That's absolutely, absolutely clear. So in that instance, that's a din d'oraisa. Let's assume that's a din d'rabbana. If that really is true, that's stunning, no? That means a mitzvah d'rabim, even if it's only d'rabbanan, like tefillah b'tzibur, can override a iser d'oraisa. An iser d'oraisa. Wow. These sugis we have in Beis and Daches that discusses Techias Isurim. You're dealing with a mitzvah d'oraisa, you're dealing with isura d'oraisa. Okay, I understand. Sometimes you have an essay to chalos say. Here, the Gemara assuming a great, great chiddush, and that is that sometimes a mitzvah d'rabbanon can override that which is d'oraisa. Is that always? Not necessarily. But the girsa in Brachos Nafem Zayin, if it's a mitzvah d'rabim, d'rabbanon tend to get preference over an issa d'oraisa d'yachid. That sounds absolutely, absolutely stunning. But maybe en achinami. Maybe that's clear. A sugimoid katan daf yudalad mabeis. The Gemara says the following: Rachmana litzlan, a person becomes an avel, avelus on yantiv. If avelus precedes yantiv, the onset of avelus will cancel shiva. A person becomes an avel, rachmana litzlan on yantiv. He's faced with two contradictory chiyuvim. On the one hand, you have a mitzvah of avelus. On the other hand, you have a mitzvah of simcha. And simcha and avelus cannot coexist. So which one takes preference over the other? So you know what the Gemara says? The mitzvah derabim of simcha takes preference over the mitzvah diyachid of avelus. Again, rabim take preference over yachid. But the following. When we say rabim and yachid, simcha and avelus, daraisa derabanan. Not so clear. Is avelus daraisa? Is simcha daraisa? Those are two moving parts. Guess what? Machlokas the Rambam and Tosus. The Rambam reads the Gemara as follows. Avelus is daraisa. The Rambam. Avelus yom rishon, misu kfur boso ayom, that's a din daraisa. Simchas yantiv, our sugyas, no. Beitz adav ches, that's a din daraisa. A din daraisa even bisman hazeh, mufurish and Rambam perikvav, avilchas yantiv. So in that situation where a person becomes an avlan yantif, you have two contradictory chiyuvei daraisa. One is avelos and one is simcha. You know what the answer is? Asi mitzvah derabim v'dachi mitzvah diachir. Wow. Tosus also obviously agrees with the Gemara. But Tosus learns the opposite way. Avelos is only a din derabanan. Avelos is only derabanan. Aninus is a din deraisa, but avelos is only a din derabanan. What about simcha? Ooh, a great chiddush, Tosus Ashita, when katanaf yadal mabeis, simcha bizman hazeh is only drabanan. Simcha darais is aliyah l'regel, bisar shlamim, v'zavachta shlamim, v'achalta sham, v'samachta lifnei Hashem elokecha, simcha bizman hazeh is only drabanan. So Tosus writes, that individual, Rachman al-Islam, becomes an avlan yantif, he's faced with two contradictory chiyuvei drabanan. Avelus and simcha. You know what the answer is? The mitzvah d'rabbanan of simcha takes preference over the mitzvah d'rabbanan of avelus. Oh, so far so good. Wow. So that's a fascinating machlokas. They both agree. They both agree in the Gemara, no? But is the Gemara comparing and contrasting to dinin d'araisa or to dinin d'rabbanan? But at the end of the day, they agree. Simcha takes preference. Is there any nafkamina whatsoever? Yeah, I'll tell you a huge nafkamina, no? That's the Tosus. And that's the Mechaber, the Raman, Shulchan Aruch, the following. What happens if the Misa in Kfura was on the last day of Yantiv? Oh, so you know. Beis Adav Avamad Aleph, no? Yisasku by Yisrael, no? Misa Kfura on the last day of Yantiv. Wait a second. So now here you have Avelus and you have Simcha. What would you have according to Tosus? What would you have according to the Rambam? Oh, according to Tosus, you have Avelus, which is Durabanan, and you have Simcha, which is Durabanan. Okay, so you know what I'm going to argue? The mitzvah of Simcha Durabanan will take preference over that which is Diachid. Okay, good. What would you have according to the Rambam sheet? What would you have according to the Baha'i? What do you mean? If the Misa was on the last day of Yontif and there's Kfur Boso Yom, the Velus is Daraisa. The Velus is Daraisa. Simcha. Simcha and Yontif Sheni. Simcha and Yontif Achron. That's only a din Drabana. Now you have Avelus Daraisa and Simcha, which is only Drabanan. Oh, so I have Avelus Daraisa, but it's a mitzvah diachid. I have Simcha Drabanan, but it's a mitzvah derabim. Oh, so you know what the Bahag writes? In that scenario, how can you say that Simcha is Doch Avelus? How can you say that Simcha is Doch Avelus? After all, in that case, the Simcha is only Drabanan, Avelus is Daraisa. And that's the psak of the Bahag, that's the psak of Mechaber, that if that's the case, Avelus, Avelus. If both are Daraisa, both are Drabanan, I understand. But if you have a case of Avelus Daraisa on the last day, because the Kfur was on Yontif Acharon, and the Simcha is only a Din Drabanan, Kentoshini Shogolios is only Drabanan. In such a case, now you have Daraisa versus Drabanan. Forget about Yochid and Rabim, and therefore, Avelus, Avelus. Wow, that's the psak of the Bahag. And that is the psak of Mechaber. Well, so Tosus just writes one line. What about that story of Rabbi Eliezer being Meshacher his Eved? Rabbi Eliezer was Meshacher the Eved in order to have Tefillah B'tzibur. You know what Tosus writes? Mikan, Kasha, Lalochos Gedolos. That's against this psak. Because Rabbi Eliezer is Meshacher the Eved. That's Nisa Daraisa. The Tefillah B'tzibur is only a din Drabana. And yet the Gemara says that Tefillah B'tzibur takes preference over the Shichur Eved, meaning Derabim takes preference over Yochid, even in the extreme. If the Rabim is Drabanan, and, whoa, the Yochid is a din, Daraisa. Oh, so you see from that story that even according to the Bahag, that Avelus is Daraisa, but still, Simcha, Derabim, Drabanan, last day of Yontif, should override any chiyuv diyachid, even if it's a din daraisa b'toras avelus. Wow, that's a very, very heavy issue. That's what Tosa says. Mikan kosh halachos gedolos. That story is something that's riveting. That's riveting. Wow, that's something which is incredible. How would the Bahag answer this? You know what the answer is? Aran gittin daf lamed ches. You know what the Ran writes? Gittin daf lamed ches. When the Gemara says the following, that wait a second. That, you know what, when you're being a shachar and eved mitzvah shani, what's poshup shat mitzvah shani? You know what poshup shat mitzvah shani is? Beis adav ches. You have a mitzvah and you have an avera, so sometimes the mitzvah is doch an avera. You know what the Ran writes? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. The Ran writes a stunning chiddush, and that's the following. The isser is la'olam behem tavodu. You're not allowed to be shachar and eved. The Ran adds one word. You're not allowed to be Meshach and Eved Bechina, unnecessarily. That's the Yisra Olam Behem Tavodu. Where did the Ran get this from? Oh, Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf, Lo Sechanein. You're not allowed to give a Matnas Chinam to a guy. Okay? If it's for a purpose, it's not called a Matnas Chinam. You're not allowed to Meshach and Eved Bechinam, unnecessarily. But if it's necessary, it's vital, it's critical, whatever the need is. Here it's a tzarech mitzvah. It's not that A is docha B, but if you're meshachar and eved l'tzarech mitzvah, there is no isra of la'olam bem tavodu. Wow. That's the chiddush of the Ran. In other words, when you have to invoke sugyas of dechiyah, beitz ed avches, clearly, if one is daraisa and one's drabanan, guess what? The drabanan cannot override the daraisa. But what about when it comes to lo bem tavodu? No, the answer is if there's a tzorech lahalocha that's not called shichur eved bechinam, and therefore indeed you're good. You know what the Magen Avraham points out? That's a beautiful terrace in Ran. Where's that Ran found? Gittin daf lamed ches. Oh, that fits in very well. Gittin daf lamed ches, because the Gemara says mitzvah shani and it stops. No, the Magen Avraham writes tzorechim. What do you do with brachas mem zayin? The Gemara says, what do you mean, mitzvah babi avera? What do you mean, mitzvah babi avera? Why is that called the mitzvah babi avera? If there's no isser to meshach or neve, because it's utzarek, it's not bechinam, there's no isser whatsoever. And if there is no whatsoever, what do you mean, mitzvah babi avera? What do you have to come on to a mitzvah derabim? That's the Magen Avraham Sarachiyu. Know that, how would the Ran understand the girsa that we have in brachos, with that extra kash and teretz of mitzvah babi avera and mitzvah derabim shani. Wow. Poshub Shat, Poshub Shat, the Ran would argue as follows. You know what? No. It's not called being Meshachar and Eved Bechinam, as long as the halach insists that you have to do so. How do you know the halach insists that you have to do so? After all, on the one hand, there's a mitzvah. On the other hand, there's an iser. You're going to tell me the tzorach mitzvah. Maybe that's called the mitzvah babi aveira. And it's not called the tzorach. That's why you need the teretz of the Gemara. It's a mitzvah derabim. And if it's a mitzvah derabim, it's the tzorach. And once it's the tzorach, you don't violate this or lo ben tavod. That's what I would suggest. No? That's part of the shakla v'tarya, according to the Rav. Think about that. No? Okay. What in the world does this have to do with us today? Oh, because the Rush. The Rush. Zayin Chav. No, it's fascinating. No. The Rush. The Rush says, you know what? Maybe you can't bring any raya from Rabbi Eliezer. Because maybe, that was talking about Parsha Zachar. That was talking about Parsha Zachar. Mefurish and Rush. Zayin Chav. And if you're talking about Parsha Zachar, Daraisa. So there's no raya whatsoever that a mitzvah derabim derabanan can override. No, we're not talking about a mitzvah derabim derabanan. We're talking about Parsha Zachar. And that is a kriya daraisa. And therefore, the only thing you can derive from the Gemara is that a mitzvah derabim can override a mitzvah yakwan. They're both equal. Daraisa, derabanan. The whole assumption of Tosfos that we're talking about a mitzvah derabim derabanan is wrong because it's talking about Parsha Zachar. Well, that's the Rush. And then the Rush adds the following. But you know what? I admit that's dochuk. Because, you know, why would the Gemara leave out that critical detail? It's like misleading, no? You walk away from the Gemara thinking that you can violate Isurim for the purpose of Tefillah B'Tzibur, and I'm going to tell you that Gemara was only referring to Parsha Zachar. So the Rush just points out that, you know what, that why would Chazal omit that if it's so critical? If it's so critical. So therefore the Rush writes, you know what, yeah, it's hard to assume that Gemara was uniquely referring to Parsha Zachar. Okay, wow. But I would add just simply the following. Let's assume it was referring to Parsha Zachar. So, everything is solved. Everything is solved. Why in the world? Good, you need a creamy tochak sav darai satosus. Brachas Yud Gimel, Megill Daf Yud Zayin. We're not talking about the need for a creamy tochak sav. We're talking about the need for a minion. For a minion. There were 9 people there, and there was an Eved. You're being Meshachar the Eved, and that's a Tzorach Daraisa, if it was referring to Parsha Zachar. You know what you see according to the Rosh? A very, very great Chiddush. That the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek requires a krimi tochaksav, bitzibur. Bitzibur. Well, that you don't see from Tosis. That you don't see from Tosis. After all, if it's similar to Kriya Samagillah, Ksozo si karma sefer, he's karvenasi. Kriya Samigillah requires a krimi tochaksav. Do you need a minion for Kriya Samigillah? Oh, take a look, Megillah Daf Hei. That's a deal. You know what? We assume that there's a chiyuv of Kriya Samigillah even without a minion as well. It is fascinating. The Tosfos top of Haman Aleph Megillah has a suffix. Do you make a bracha? Wow, that sounds so unusual to me. Do you make a bracha when a person lays the Megillah Beichidus? And Tosfos says, as you know, right? Yes. How do you know? Tosfos says, I'll give you a deal from the Gemara of Megillah, and I'll quote a Chuvas Rashi. It's a Chiddush, no? That's a theme for another issue. Why would you think? The answer is no. Apparently, you see, Kriya Samigillah Bitzibur is not just Berov HaMadras Melech, but it is an entirely different kiyum of Kriya Samigillah. Pursum Inisa is built into the chiyuv of Kriya Samigillah, Ad Kedekach, that Kriya Samigillah B'Yachidus is a mitzvah which is Eina B'Shlemusa, and Tosus is uncertain whether you even make a bracha on such a kiyum. Wow, a theme for another shir. But you see, clearly according to Tosus. But for us, you know what you see according to that drash? Amazing. That it's necessary to have a creamy tochaksav, that's true. But you need a tzibur. You need a tzibur daraisa. And therefore, if indeed Rabbi Eliezer was referring to Parsha Zachar, so that was a need daraisa that can justify shikhar havet. That's a very, very great Chiddush. The extremes. The Rambam Shita is this Kriya Satar has nothing to do with Zechiras Amalek. This is a Takana of Chazal, the Shabbos before Purim. The mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek is Lizkor Tamid. Liz Kartamid, each and every day. Ooh, the Safik and Ramban, maybe no Kriyas HaTorah, Mufurish and Tosus, Kri Mitoch HaKsav Daraisa, Mufurish and Rosh, Bitsibur. Wow, that's pretty fascinating. Why indeed that should be true? Okay, there's a mitzvah of Zechiras HaMalek. Why should I assume that mitzvah demands a tzibur? Why would I think indeed that's the case? I would say this segues into the next issue, and that's as follows. What exactly is the relationship between Zechiras HaMalek and Mechiyas HaMalek? What exactly is the relationship between them? Zachar and Timcha. If you take a look at that Ramban, that very Ramban, then the Parshas Kisetze, you know what the Ramban writes? They are so closely related. The mitzvah Zechira. Zechira of what? What is it that the Torah is asking us to remember? Well, clearly, baseline. No, remember the events. Vayizanev lecha, kol nechasholim acharecha. Remember. Okay, anything more? Yeah, take a look at the Ramban. That's Mufurish. The mitzvah of Zechiras HaMalek is to remember, to be mindful, to express our chiyuv of Timcha Zechir HaMalek. Mufurish and Ramban. These are not completely independent mitzvahs at all. Zechira does not simply mean remember what happened once. It means be mindful of our obligation of Timche and Zeicha Malek, Mefurish and Rabban. Wow, that's something which is striking. The Rabban creates that clear dynamic link between Zechira and Mechia. That's something which is fascinating. You know, there is Shonim that don't even count Zechira Samalek Gemini HaMitzvahs, the Bahag. The Bahag only counts Timche, doesn't count Zachar. Why exactly is that true? Maybe Pashup Shad. Who says Zachar is a completely independent mitzvah? Maybe Zechira is Atu Timcha? In other words, that's part of the Prate HaMitzvah of Timcha. Not only does a person have to engage in Mechiyas HaMalek, but you have to be mindful of that obligation. That's what Zechira is. Not independent at all. The Sefer HaChinuch writes two great, great Kedushim. Tafresh Gimel, Tafresh Dalet. That women are exempt from both. They're exempt from Mechiyas HaMalek. Oh, because Ein Darko Shel Ish Lasos Machama. The Dinei Machama, that's a consistent theme throughout the Sefer HaChinuch. Whenever the Torah discusses something that is Midinei HaMachama, the Sefer HaChinuch writes time and time again, the Noagim B'Zachar V'lo B'Nekevos. Ein darko shishol asos mocham. Time and time again in Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch writes about Mechiyas HaMalek. Wow. You know, there's a stunning contrast. The Sefer HaChinuch does not write that about Hachrim Tachrimim, Shiva Amen. There before she Sefer HaChinuch, women are obligated. In Mechiyas HaMalek, the Sefer HaChinuch Mefurish, women are exempt. That's a fascinating Kiddush, no? That yes, and when it comes to Timcha Zechir HaMalek, women are not paid. Why exactly is that true? I'll tell you incredible lamdas that Mechiyas HaMalek, according to Sefer HaChinuch, is Midine HaMalchama. Milchama Hashem B'Malek Midardar. Women are exempt Midine HaMalchama. Hachrim Tachrimin, is that considered to be Midine HaMalchama? Is that considered to be Midine HaMalchama? Maybe not. Maybe that is a mitzvah al kol yachid v'yachid. Take a look at the Lashon HaRambam. Hilchos Malachim, Hey Dalet, Hey Hey. Hey Dalet is Hachim Tachrimim. The Rambam writes, V'chol Shabal v'yodo echad mehem. You know what? You're walking on the street and you have an encounter with a member of the Shiva Amamim. You're obligated to respond. Wow. Hey, when it comes to Amalek, the Ram does not write that. How do you understand that fascinating deal? No? Maybe exactly this point. That you know what? That Mechiyas HaMalek Milcham Hashem b'amalek midar dar is a chiyuv and coming to pan tzibur. Midini hamilchama. Yechidim don't fight battles. Don't fight battles. That is midini hamilchama. Part of Milchemes Mitzvah. Hachrim tachrimim is a chiyuv al kol echad v'yachad. Wow, a chiyuv al kol echad v'yachad. Why exactly should that be true? Why should that be true? I'll tell you a fascinating Adonese. So much has been written about the fact that the Rambam does not include in Sefer HaMitzvot the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Take a look at that Avnei Nezer. Required reading. Now that Avnei Nezer, on and on and on and on, goes through every line of the Megillas Esther and rejects every line. Where the Megillah suggests that according to Rambam Shita, there's no mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. He writes it's beyond wrong, cannot be. The Rambam writes that you have to divorce your wife if she's desirous of going to Eretz Yisrael and you refuse. You have to be Meshachar Nevet if the other one's going to Eretz Yisrael and you refuse. No, cannot be. It's an interesting issue why the Rambam does not count Yishuv Eretz Yisrael as one of the Targum mitzvahs. But to say that it's value neutral, Cannot be. Rambam after Rambam. Cannot be. Take a look at that Avnei Nezer. And he writes the following. Well, you know, this is a very technical issue. Oh, related to these parshios. Oh, related to Parshas Truma. No? There's a mitzvah of Asiyas Aron. There's a mitzvah of Asim Mikdav Shoshachanti Besochem. One mitzvah, two mitzvahs. Oh. There's a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And there's a mitzvah of Hachrim Tachrimim. Do you count them separately or do you count them as one? Do you count them separately or do you count them as one? You know what the Rambam Shita is? When you have mitzvahs that have such an overlap, you count them as one. The Rambam counts Vosel Mikdash, but does not count Vosel Oram. The Rambam counts Hachrim Tachrimim. You know what that means, Hachrim Tachrimim? It means you have to go into Eretz Yisrael. And you know what? That's it. No? This is going to be a Jewish state. And you know what? Hachrim tachrimim. You know what? You're going to get rid of all the Zionos. So I'll add one word. You have a chiyuv of hachrim tachrimim. Go into Eretz Yisrael. Get rid of all the shivamim. And I'll add one word. And leave. The chiyuv is that Eretz Yisrael should be empty. Empty. No? They shouldn't be there. We shouldn't be there. The land has to be empty. No? Possible. Hayitachin. That the Nezer writes, the Rambam counts Hachrim Tachrimim. So the Rambam is part of... The Rambam always writes. Now, you don't double up when it comes to Taryag Mitzvot. Hachrim Tachrimim. And you know what? You enter Eretz Yisrael, you destroy the Mosolam, and that is the Mitzvah. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, remaining in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam does not count them separately. Oh, the Rambam counts Vosle Mikdash as one mitzvah, and Ba'asu Aron is another mitzvah. Ooh, that's the Ramban, the mitzvah, Mamed Gimel. Oh, Stavi Nezrei says, L'shitaseh. What you hold of Mikdash and Aron is what you're going to hold about Hachim Tachrimim and Yishav Aretz. And guess what? Both of them, the Ramban counts as two, and the Ramban only counts as one. But clear, this is not a machlokas in terms of the sanctity, the mission statement of Eretz Yisrael. How in the world can one suggest that indeed that would be true? Magnificent Avnei Nezer. Take a look at length. But I'll tell you this. So Hachrim Tachrimim goes hand in hand with Vohorashtim Eretz Yisrael, with Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. You know what I'm going to tell you? The following. No? Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. That's only a Chovas HaTzibur. Yeah. B'nai Yisrael has to be in Eretz Yisrael, but not me. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a Chovas HaYachid. It's a Chovah Sayachin. Oh, good, Tosus and Ksuvus. Maybe there are reasons, yes, no, but it's a Chovah Sayachin. So Hachrim Tachrimim is a Chovah Sayachin. Milcham Hashem Amalek Midor is a Chovah Satzibur. Milcham Hashem Amalek Midor Dor is a Chovah Satzibur. Midini HaMalcham. That's Mefurish in Rambam. Because when you look in the end of the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs, people don't get that far. No? The Rambam writes, I'll tell you, these are mitzvahs that are Chovas HaTzibur. And the Rambam writes, Timchezei Kramalei. That's exactly what the Rambam writes in Ochos Malachim. No, you enter Eretz Yisrael, Minei Melech. Binyan HaMikdash, Mechiyas HaMalai. Those are all Chovas HaTzibur. And the Rambam's Mefurish in Sefer HaMitzvot, that's a Chovas HaTzibur. That's me, Dinei HaMalchama. Oh, that's exactly what the Sefer HaChinuch writes. Dinei HaMalchama, women are exempt. But not Hachrim Tachrimim. That is a Chovas HaYachid, a sniff of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. That's a Chovas HaYachid, and women are obligated there as well. And the Rambam, that's a Chovas HaYachid. V'chol Shabo V'yado Echad Mehem. The Rambam describes Hachrim Tachrimim as an individual encounter, whereas the Rambam describes Mechiyas HaMalek as a Mochemes HaTzibur. No, that's, I think, huge, no? But take a look at those Rambams. I think it's very, very clear. So the Sefer HaChinuch writes the following Chiddush, that if that really is true, that Mechiyas HaMalek is a Chovas HaTzibur Midini HaMalchama, and no Dini HaMalchama applied to women as well, and therefore, women are exempt from Mechiyas HaMalek, and Mefurish in Sefer HaChinuch, Tafresh Gimel, Tafresh Dalet, women are exempt from Zechiras HaMalek. Because Zechiras HaMalek is not just a history lesson. Zechiras HaMalek, Udh Rabban, to be mindful of our Chiyuv of Tinche Zechir HaMalek, and only those who are obligated to Mechiyas HaMalek are obligated to Zechiras HaMalek, and that's the sheet of the Sefer HaChinuch, that women are exempt from both. Wow. One could disagree in extreme, or one could disagree partially. One could argue, maybe women indeed are obligated. After all, a mechemes mitzvah, hatko yotzim, kala michupasa. Yeah, the Radvaz writes, kala michupasa doesn't mean that kala puts on a uniform and goes to the front lines. You know what it means? You're having a chasen, and the chasen all of a sudden enlists, so the kala is going to descend from the chuppah as well, no? And the kala will play Ravaz Mefurish, like a supportive role. But it doesn't mean she battles in the Mochemes mitzvah. One could argue maybe women are obligated in both. Or one could split and argue that even if you're exempt from Mechiyas HaMalek, there's an independent dimension of Zechiras HaMalek that women are obligated as well. But the Sefer HaChinuch is Mefurish. The convergence of Zechiri Mechiyah, Mechatesi, where does that come from? The Ramban. And the Sefer HaChinuch writes, therefore, only who is obligated and one is obligated in the other. Ooh. Well, Mishneh Berurah, Tafresh Pehei, with this disagrees with the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham writes, you know what, you didn't make it to Shul for Parshas Acha. You didn't make it to Shul. What do you do? Magen Avraham writes, Purim morning, you're going to lay in Parshas B'Shalach. Parshas B'Shalach is the whole story of Amalek. So Mefurish in Magen Avraham, Tafresh Pehei, you'll be Yotzi with Parshas B'Shalach. Ooh, the objection, Mishneh Berurah, Bir Alacha. Is that so obvious? The Ramban writes that Zechira is Atu Timche Zechir HaMalek. And Timche Zechir HaMalek is only Parshas Kiseitzin. When you read Parshas B'Shalach, you walk away with a different impression. Ki Malcho Emechem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking. No, well, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do more than his share, and we have to participate as well. But the nuance of B'Shalach versus Kiseitzin is very different. B'Shalach speaks about Kadosh Baruch Hu's role, and Kisesi speaks about our chiyu. So Mishneh Berurah writes, if the mitzvah of Zechira is to be mindful of, ooh, the Ramban, Timche, so you know what? You require Parshas Kisesi. You can't be Yotze with Parshas B'Shalach. That's a heavy issue. So if you ask me, what are the links between Zachar and Timche? Ooh, the Bahad doesn't even count Zachar. Poshem Shat, that means that it's not an independent mitzvah, but up to Timche. Oh, the Ramban. Oh, the Mishneh Berurah. The Sefer HaChinuch. Oh, and I'll tell you the following. Maybe that's Pshat and Rush. Where in the world did the Rush get this idea that Zechiras HaMalek requires a minyan? Whether that's the case of Rabbi Elazar or not. But where does that come from? Take a look at the Karen Ora, the very beginning of Maseches Brachos, Perek Aleph. It's like one long, long maracha. His beer on the entire first parak of brachos. That doesn't divide it by the dapin. No, but in that long maracha, the Karen Ora writes that's the beer of the Rush, that you need a minion for Zechiras HaMalek, because the link between Mechiyas HaMalek and Mechiyas HaMalek, and therefore Mechiyas HaMalek is a Chovas HaTzibur, and therefore every yachid is obligated to be mindful of, but it has to be performed in the misgeres HaTzibur. Because after all, that these are not completely independent kiyumim. And that is the pshat in the rush. That's an important like ha'ara. No, sometimes they can have extra kriyas for parsha zachar. Yeah, they'll fulfill the kimito chatzav. But the rush rides, it requires a kriya which indeed is bitzibur. A kriya which is bitzibur as well. So be mindful of. One of the difficulties with assuming that a kriya mitoch haksav is necessary is, okay, so that's what zachar means. Ksov zosi karim basefer, niskarim venasim, basefer, kriya mitoch haksav. How often is this done? So you tell me, well, look, you know, every year the Shabbos before Purim, that's a din daraisa. A yearly kriya, that's not so simple. If one really assumes that the pasuk requires a krimi toch haksav, how often is that to be performed? How often is that to be fulfilled? So I'll tell you, like, interesting. Take a look in the Sefer Achinuch. Now, in the Sefer Achinuch discusses Zachar, Timcha, Tafresh Gimel, Tafresh Dalet. You know what? The Sefer Achinuch writes, once every few years, once every year, or two, or three, take a look, that Sefer Achinuch writes, Mamish Halacha in a year, every several years, you know, you need a reminder. You know, this year's limud, you know cold. No, I'm going to ask you about last year's limud. You know what? A year? I remember what we learned at the end of last year, but we learned in the first month of last year? That I don't remember, you know? So I need a yearly reminder. And what happens if you don't remember what you learned last week? No? A yearly reminder? You know what the Rambam writes? Lizkor Tamid. Tamid. What does Tamid mean? Always. Yeah, but Lemaisa, what exactly does that mean? I'll tell you an important yisod. Take a look at the stipler, Brachos Simen Chafei. Maybe this is not so uncommon. You know what? There's a host of mitzvahs that you find in the Torah that the Torah doesn't tell us how often the mitzvah is to be performed. If the Torah tells us how often it's to be performed, I'm good. No? You know what? Matzah, Pesach, I'm good. No? Lulav, Sukkot, I'm good. No? What about mitzvahs that are like open-ended? Tefillin. The Torah says you're obligated to don tefillin. Okay. So you know what? We assume Mikra Din Shabbos is Lav Zman Tefillin. Okay. We assume Mikra Din Rov Rishonim against the Rambam Laila is Zman Tefillin. So the Torah says tefillin day and night, not on Shabbos. Okay, not on Shabbos. Yeah, but what's the sheer? What's the sheer when it comes to the mitzvah of tefillin? Okay, you know what? This was a good week, you know? So you wore tefillin 5 hours this week. You know, you were always tefillin on before davening, tefillin off after davening, right? Two different challenges, no? The on, the off, okay, the ramps, no? Like, okay. So you know what? You wore tefillin 5 hours this week. Next week you say the fact it's Sunday. You know what? I'm going to wear tefillin 5 hours today, and I'm good to go till next Sunday. 5 hours this week, 5 hours last week. What? Does it really make a difference? Tefillin's kol hayom. And you know what? My cheshbon shemayim is 5 hours, 5 hours, 5 hours. So you know what? The Kesem Mishnah will say you're dead wrong, no? Literally, no? You're really wrong, no? Like, what do you mean? Tefillin doesn't have a shear. So what does that mean? Mefurish, Kesem Mishnah, Perek, Heifelchus Yisori HaTorah. If you have an open-ended mitzvah like that, you know what it means? Minimally, once a day, every day. Not 5 hours a week, you know, not 20 hours a month, not once a day, every day. You can't miss a day. That's the chiyuv daraisa. It enhances kiyum kol hayom good, but minimally the shir is, because the Torah doesn't tell you a shir. If the Torah doesn't tell you a shir, it means regularly. It means tamid. The Rambam shita, when it comes to tefillah, no? Sefer mitzvah, hey, the Rambam writes there's a mitzvah daraisa of tefillah. How often do you have to fulfill that mitzvah? The Torah doesn't say how often. No, ula avda b'chol avavchem v'avantem es Hashem lokeichem, service of the heart. But how often? It's mufurish in Rambam. Mitzvah says say lihispala b'chol yom. You have to daven every day. Once a day, every day. That's the din d'oraisa. Shacharis mincha ma'ariv, din d'rabbanan. But once a day, every day is a din. How does the Rambam know once a day, every day? Not so clear. The Ramban already is bothered with this in Sefer Mitzvah. So Mitzvah Hey. The Ramban writes, well, it's so mistaber because tefillah, what, once in a lifetime. I say, well, where are you? You say, yeah, I daven once. No, I'm good to go. Once in a lifetime. The Ramban writes, lo mistaber klal. If a person davens once in his life, he's yotzei. Once a year, he's yotzei. The Ramban writes, it's so mistaber. Take a look at the Mabit and Kriya Sefer. Is there any makar? But maybe that's it, that Kesav Mishnah. When you have open-ended mitzvos, the Torah doesn't say exactly how often it's done. You know what? Minimally. It's once a day, each and every day. Pashup Shat the Sigur Rosh Hashanah, Chavches, when it comes to Nesiyas Kapayim. How often is the mitzvah of Nesiyas Kapayim? How often? Emor Lahem. Yeah, but how often? How often is it done? Pashup Shat and Gemara. Once a day, each and every day. Once a day, each and every day. The Kohen already duchened. Oh, so the Ritva is bothered. You know what? That going to another Tzibur and duchening, what exactly is that? Now, well, he already duchened. Oh, maybe he'll turn them to rights because it's a new Tzibur. So he has to be motzi the Yisraelim in the midst of Berachas Kohanim. Oh, that's the Ritva against the Haredim. That no, there's no chiyuv on the Yisrael to be the Mizbarech against the Haredim. There absolutely is. Oh, so why isn't it Baltosif? That's the Ritva. Why isn't it Baltosif? You know what the answer is? We've discussed this. Rosh Hashanah Tezayin. Baltosif means you alter a mitzvah. Repetition of a mitzvah. See, a mitzvah pamayim is not Baltosif. So you know what? The Kohen duchens once a day. That's his mitzvah. And you know what? It's not Baltosif to go ahead and do duchen above and beyond that. Even though the Yisrael is not considered to be chayiv in the mitzvah, nesiyas kapayim, but there's no Yisrael doing so. It's a kiyum of avoda, but minimally, once a day, each and every day. Tam Torah, big yisim amalayim, and achasav tzaditas. You know what? That minimally, pam biyom, pam alayim. Maybe this is a broader approach, that when you have a mitzvah, and there is no zman katsuv, so what am I supposed to do with that? You know what? Maybe the answer is tamid. Tamid means daily. You know, many have the practice of daily recitation of the Shei Zechiras. No? After davening, you know, mention all those times the Zechira Bepeh. When the Torah says Zachar, doesn't tell you how often to do so. Magen Avram, Simin Sama, Chilchus Kriyashma. Even without the Shei Zechiras. You know what the Magen Avram says? But bear this in mind. Take a look at the Magen Avram. No? Beginning of Simin Sama. Magen Avram writes, look carefully in Kriyashma, Birchus Kriyashma. There's a reference to all the Zechiras. And you should bear that in mind. You should bear that in mind. Oh, the Zechira is Maman Har Sinai. Where in the world? The Kerav Tonu. The Kerav Tonu. Right before about to say Kriya Shema, Kal Malchus Shamayim. Say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you brought us close. Brought us close, who are aware? Maman Har Sinai. When you say the words, the Kerav Tonu, have in mind the Zechira of Maman Har Sinai. Rach Yishomer Lecha, or Shmarnaf Shechamol, Pentishke Chesedvarim. Maman Har Sinai, Parshas Veschanan, Maman Har Sinai. The Torah says, don't forget. Remember, no? So, remember, no? Magen Avraham writes, V'kerav Tanu. Oh, Shimcha HaGadol. What's Shimcha HaGadol? Magen Avraham writes, Shimcha HaGadol, Zechira Samalek. Zechira Samalek. No? Kiyar al Keiska, Mocham Hashem Amalek, Midor Dar. You know what? When Amalek exists, Kaviyachal, in Shmo Shalem, in Kisei Shalom, the Shem Hashem is incomplete. The throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is incomplete. So, you know what? So, we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shimcha HaGadol. Shimcha HaGadol, Mefurish, Magen Avraham. That's Amalek. That is part of Zechiras Amalek. Have that in mind. Tosfos calls, Baruch Hu Stav Gil, Malchus Revitri. Yehei Shmei Rabba. Tosfos disagrees with Malchus Revitri. But Malchus Revitri, that's Pshat Yehei Shmei Rabba. Let the Shmei, the Shem Yudkei, the Shem Hashem, which is now, to an extent incomplete, Rabbah, let it become full. Let it become complete. That is the Bakash of Yesh Merabba, Tosas Rais, the Machshir Vitri. In other words, their references, B'dibur, B'peh, to Zechira, throughout davening. So even if you don't say the Sei Zechiras afterwards, but Magen Avraham, Simin Samal, be mindful of Lizkar Tamid. That's something which is pretty heavy. And Tosas Rashita of Krimi Tochaksav, fascinating, you know. Once a year is a Dindaraisa. Very unclear, like Mehichatesi once a year. There is a Gemara, Brachos Nunches, where the Gemara writes the following. Rachman Letzlan, a person loses a relative. You know, the passage of a year is meaningful. The passage of a year is meaningful. Avelus for parents is a year, is a year. Why exactly is that true? Lashon HaGemara. Ein hameis nishtakach min haleil el achar shnemesh lachodesh. Right? When a year passes, already the impression tends to fade. Tends to fade. Well, Rabbi Kveiga writes that that's part of a minhag. Very, very common in Chutz Laretz, not in Eretz Yisrael. Of a hakama samatseva after the year of Avelus. It's as though that during the year of Avelus, you feel the anguish of Avelus. And the moment that the year passes and that starts to fade, oh, you know, a monument, no? A hakama samatseva, a reminder, a yearly reminder. That's the Ramshik, that's the Chassam Sofer, a yearly reminder. Because, you know what, after the passage of a year, things start to fade. And maybe one could suggest, Tosas Hashita, but no doubt the Chiddush, that you know, indeed that's true. And a Diyun and Chassam Sofer, Diyun Ramshik, and what happens if we're bordering on a leap year? No, we experienced a leap year. So you know what, the last time we laned, Parsha Zachar was beyond a year ago, 13 months ago. Now when you're following a leap year, now so what do you do then? Ooh, is it necessary that year to have in mind to be Otzi Zichira Samalek in the summer months when you lay in Parshas Kisetze? No, you need another reminder. Don't wait until next year because maybe the gap is considered to be too great. That's a fascinating demon, some sulfur. Is that worthy of announcement? No, you know what? We're experiencing a leap year, so recognize by the time we hit Parshas Zachar again, a 13-month duration. I mean, even if you're in a leap year, Yud Beis Chodesh for Avelus is Yud Beis Chodesh. No? Yishtakach min halev. It doesn't become 13 months because it's a leap year. So maybe that means here as well. The window is 12 months, and interesting reminder. Some Sofer even discusses what they did in earlier times where the minhag, let's say in Eretz Yisrael, it was a triennial cycle. They wouldn't necessarily have a Kriyas HaTorah of B'shalach or Parsha Zachar. They wouldn't have any of that necessarily during that duration of time. No, so how would they fulfill this kiyum? But it's fascinating, the tosis of year. Not at all simple. Maybe the Rambam, this kartamid. It's a consciousness, it's a mindset. But be aware, there's this relationship between Zechira, Mechia, Chovas HaYachira, Chovas HaTzibur, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. It opens up vistas to so many important sugyas. Someone has to, no doubt, be mindful of. And Eretz Hashem and Shabbos, I'm sure with all the shiurim and the drashos and everything, we'll be able to hone in on various important lessons of Zechira Samalek, Mechia Samalek that are very, very relevant indeed to our times as well. But simply in terms of the Shuras Hadin that realize the Machlokas Rishonim, what indeed is Daraisa, what's the Rabbanan, the duration, the sequence, the relationship to, and what is considered to be part of the Chovas HaYachid, what has a dimension of a Chovas HaTzibur.